And you think a prayer checklist isn't important, and there are steps to it. There are biblical covenant items that must not be left out. Now, my mother got tired of praying for me. open your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5, and I'll show you what she did. And of course, she's praying for me. She's praying for glory at the same time. Thank you, Jesus. Come on up to the fourth verse. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one another, be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, yourself. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care. Now, hang on a minute. Humble yourselves, demote, lower yourselves in your own estimation under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. Now, listen to this. Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all over on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. She did that. She did it this way. She was at the kitchen table. She just threw her Bible down on the table and said, I prayed for him the last time. If he goes to hell, it's your fault. That's the short version of 1 Peter 5. Gloria got saved the next week. That was 2 weeks later. And then in January, both of us baptized in the Holy Ghost. Here we went. We still didn't have anything financially. But prayer, now my spiritual father, Oral Roberts, put it like this. He said, all failure and all success in the life of a Christian is either a prayer failure or a prayer success. And that's the bottom line. But prayer does not make faith work. Faith makes prayer work. We know that the Authorized Version says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Here again, let's read it in my favorite. Because when you see this, this really lays up what it is. Now, faith is. Well, that starts off right. If it isn't now, it's still in the future. Faith is now. Hope is in the future. Now, real Bible hope, you know, you hear, I've had this happen. Are you going to receive your healing at healing school? I sure do hope so, Brother Copeland. That's no different than wishing. And so many times, you ask someone, what scriptures are you standing on? Huh? You know, you've been redeemed from the curse. I thought we was redeemed from sin. We're going to talk about that in the morning. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Praise God. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, listen, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of the reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Hallelujah. So, you stay in the Word because we know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And when you go to the 10th chapter of Romans, of course, that's where we get the phrase, the Word of faith, which we preach. The Word, this is the Word of faith. Hallelujah. So, in the Word of faith, there are seven steps that I want to, so I want to, you can write these down. Prayer that brings results must be based on the Word. Why is this referred to as the Word of God? Because it's His bond. Now, I was raised by a man that if he said it, that is it. And I'd go to the bank with him, and I would watch him. I'd stand there and watch him make out his deposit slips. And so he had two accounts. One was his and the other was God's. He had a tithe account. And if I had time, I'd tell you some things about that. But it's amazing the things that during the Great Depression, my mother and dad, my dad was never without a job 24 hours. And I ask him and talk to him about things like that. But anyway, this is God's bond. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless. He hath blessed, and I can't reverse it. Has he not said it? Will he not make it good? That's the reason it is so important to realize that all of this is blood-backed, starting from the book of Genesis. So, number two, begin the application of faith. Let me go back here and give you these scriptures. Nehemiah 1:5-6, 5 and 6. 1 John 5:14-15. 1 John 3:22, John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will and it'll be done unto you. All of this was in that Seder meal from the 13th chapter of John all the way through the 17th chapter of John. Romans 12:2, prove the perfect will of God, what it says, not what we think it says. Start with the answer, the Word. Don't guess at it. I'll give you a little of my routine. Right where I shave every morning, I just take a little a yellow ruled tablet about that size. And I just started up here, Isaiah 53:4-5. Then Matthew 8:14-17. Surely he bore our sicknesses and carried our pains. We did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Well, it is also written that Jesus went into Peter's house, saw his wife's mother laid sick of a fever. He touched her hand and the fever left her. She got up and ministered to them. And when evening was come, they brought many who were possessed with devils. He cast out the devils with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled what the prophet Isaiah said. He took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. And then that was also confirmed in 1 Peter 2:24. Now there's 23 verses ahead of that. And they're all very important to your healing.